listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Eugene, Oregon, to Brussels, Belgium, to Marrakesh, Morocco, to Paris, Texas. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, again, a gorgeous Southern California day.
As it is every day we're in the studio, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I think since we've been doing this show for about 3 or 4 years, we've had rain once.
Yeah.
And that's just because it's on a Thursday
right.
or a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, we had rain a little bit last weekend, but other than that,
we're in studio, though.
Looking at the windows right now, the beauty of Southern California is the reason it took me an hour to get into the studio today because of the traffic that's on the freeway.
Yeah.
And what I've been saying for years and years and years, come January 1st, when the Rose Parade and the Rose Bowl game take place, and the world is watching Southern California, and they're watching that back there in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and
Des Moines, Iowa,
and it's
Boise,
snowing,
Idaho.
And Barney's shoveling the snow out there, they think, Marge, pack up the bags, and we're heading to L.A. because look at that beautiful weather out there.
Yeah, so the parade is a commercial.
It's a commercial to come out here, and the traffic to get anywhere these days is terrible.
And speaking of that parade, I think yesterday they just named the Grand Marshal and the court
right.
for the—
Well, the Grand Marshal. The court was announced a week or two ago.
Right, and the Grand Marshal is?
Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
And now, I'm a big fan, and the wife is a big fan of the Rose Parade, and we go every year. But Shaka Khan?
I mean, the parade is great. Globally, everybody's watching it. But the way I look at it, nobody gives two craps about who the host, or the Grand Marshal, or the—
See, there again, we disagree.
The women, the court. And they're all like, what, 17, 18-year-old?
Well, yeah.
And they made this big presentation last week. And
all right, well, let's get to that in a second. Why don't you continue on with your—
As we start every show, we always start off with wishing happy birthday because there's tons of celebrities every day that get— In fact, by the way, Mark, a week from today is our birthday. So
right. How about that?
Happy birthday to you a week in advance.
Same to you.
And maybe somebody will be doing the same thing that I'm doing.
As a matter of fact, I just got a text from my sister-in-law. They're out of town this weekend because they're going to go see— they're traveling. They're doing the road trip to Denver.
Okay. So what, she wants to wish you a happy birthday?
No, she wants to tell me she dropped off the present on her front porch.
Oh, terrific. Did she get one for me?
I just hope there's not a porch pirate that gets it. Since I'm here, I won't be able to get it in.
Well, if there is a porch pirate, you're going to catch it because you got the video.
Right, the video, right.
Yeah. But anyhow.
But then, wait a minute. Hold on. I got the video. That doesn't mean I'm going to catch the porch pirate.
No, but
I know
you
who
might
it
see
is.
If he's got a Ferrari parked out front.
But you don't get that.
He's got a black bug.
It's only on the front porch.
Then you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Anyhow, what I'm saying is today it's a celebrity's birthday. Next week it's our birthday.
Right.
So we always wonder, are we quasi celebrities?
Right.
Are we chasing the D-list? Are we, was it quasi or pseudo?
Could
are we pseudo
be,
or quasi?
Well, we're either pseudo or quasi. One
so you
or the
think
other.
We
let's
should make
the,
this
let's
list?
Let's hear the birthdays.
Okay, I think we should make this list. And I'll tell you why. You know who's on this list, Mark? Mr. Cashier. He's 29.
Who, was he a YouTuber?
He's a YouTuber.
Okay.
Mr. Cashier. So is he quasi or D-list?
That's quasi.
Okay. Zac Efron. We all know Zac
Efron.
Okay,
I say Zac Efron.
Name two movies he's been in.
Well, High School Musical, right? And then he was in that The Neighbors, and The Neighbors 2. So
okay,
three
and Baywatch. Okay, good for you. How old do you think he is?
I'd say he is, let's see, 17, 20. I'd say he's 27.
Wow, 31. You're way off.
Wow.
Yeah, you're way off.
So Tyler, he was a lot older than I thought he was.
Well, he was
like
16,
musical.
I think, when he did that.
Okay.
Tyler Posey. Is he the designer?
Isn't Tyler Posey the baseball player?
No, that's Poser. You're talking about the catcher for the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
He's no, but
and
anyhow,
I don't know who
whoever
Tyler
he is. He's 27 today.
Okay.
Chuck Berry. He passed away last year.
Oh, so he died. He was probably about 87.
89.
Okay.
You're getting close.
Yeah.
Usually you're right on it.
Right.
And here's the guy in these new Dorito commercials, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
the muscles from Brussels.
The muscles from Brussels. Now,
which nobody in this day and age really knows.
Does he have
he
a good
anymore.
Agent or what? Yeah, I mean, they're promoting him now. Does he have a good agent? Did Doritos or Tostitos come to him? Or did his agent say, holy crap, Jean-Claude, you haven't been doing anything. Let's go to Tostitos and pitch you.
I think Tostitos came to him and pitched him because their advertising team put this package together.
And like you just said, I'm not sure. I've got a 27-year-old daughter and a 22-year-old daughter, and you got a 22-year-old son. Do they know who Jean-Claude Van Damme is?
Blake might know only because he's into the whole movies now. So he had movie classes and so forth.
So it just goes to show you there's still hope for us.
Right. There's the difference between us and Jean-Claude Van Damme is Jean-Claude Van Damme was big, he was big.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
There was Schwarzenegger, and then there was Jean-Claude Van Damme, and there was the other guy with Under Siege, the guy
Steven Seagal.
Who's doing that
thing with Chuck Liddell,
so they were all in the same category. See, we've never even got to that category yet, so we've got a ways to go before we get there.
Okay, but anyhow, how old do you think he is?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah.
Let's see, 30, 67.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's our age. Well, almost. He's 58.
Oh, wow.
So we're in the same boat.
Well, you know, when you mentioned 58, that's the same year or same age that Jamie Lee Curtis. Actually, she's 59, right? She was on the show, this KTLA this morning.
She's only 59?
59.
She looks like she's 69 in the
that's
movie.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
When I saw that she was 58 or 59, when I saw her on KTLA this morning, she looked pretty ragged.
Yeah.
She's got a good body, but the face looked kind of like, aged.
Pretty ragged, huh?
So I asked Alexa how old, and I knew she had to be around 58 because she, I think, was 15 at Halloween.
I think she was 17 or 18.
Okay, so I figured she was about 57,
so she's 58. Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
And so she's 59.
Yeah, they did a good job
but
making her
look. But the neck and the face, she didn't look.
They did a good job of making her look like an old bag.
She looked nice down here.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Jean-Claude Van Damme, 59. You know who else would be celebrating a birthday today if she didn't pass away last year? Erin Morin.
Oh, Chachi.
Jody.
Jody.
Yeah.
Jody loves Chachi.
Yeah, she'd be turning 58.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Just as old as Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
But what'd she die of?
Well, and speaking of Jody loves Chachi, I was watching The Love Boat the other day, the first 5 minutes, because I like to see the credits on Sunday
fantastic.
Night.
Yeah, fantastic. Jack Jones.
And I forgot Scott Baio's got a brother. And he was the kid that was in the Bad News Bears in Breaking Training.
I didn't know he had a brother.
Yeah, and it's called like Joey Baio or Baio. And he was on there with Melissa Gilbert. The two of them, they were like 15 in this thing. Anyhow.
What happened? I met Scott Baio at Alzado's in 1982. Lyle Alzado, the former Raider on La Cienega.
Who died of brain cancer about 15 years ago.
I met him the same night I met Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke let me into the VIP
area.
One
thing, folks around the world, the Harris brothers like to throw out names of people that we've met over the years.
But point being, Mickey Rourke, who was big back then,
which I'm sure you met back then too, right?
I did, the same night.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. The point is, he brought me red velvet rope. He brought me over, shook his hand. Okay. Scott Baio was at the door, wanted nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Anyhow, last happy birthday goes out to Baby Bash. Baby Bash is 43. Baby Bash is a rapper.
Okay.
So happy birthday, Baby Bash, and happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah, and then happy birthday to us in a week.
A week early, and we're chasing the D-list.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, today's
contact
show.
Contact Ruffles.
Today's show is brought to you by AmbassadorChicago.com, located four blocks from the Lakefront Trail. No, this is fine. The Chic Luxury Hotel is 2 miles from Millennium Park in the Lincoln Zoo. 6-minute walk to the L. You can't beat that. You're only 6-minute walk to the L. The Ambassador Hotel Chicago has been around since the 20s. We stayed there about a month ago. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Ambassador Hotel, when you're in Chicago, why stay at the Drake, the Peninsula, or the Four Seasons, or the Palmer House when there's the AmbassadorChicago.com?
This is true.
You may remember this movie from the Cary Grant, or you may remember this hotel from the Cary Grant movie,
North by Northwest,
which is where he stayed while he was in the in town. But anyhow, the Ambassador Hotel, Ambassador Chicago, is located in what they call the Gold Coast of Chicago, which in the 1890s, 1900, 1910, turn of the last century, was Millionaire's Row. All the millionaires of the era lived there in Chicago in the Magnificent Mile. So if you are in Chicago and you have a choice of where to stay, which I'm sure you do, make sure it's Ambassador Chicago.
It's a great, fantastic place.
He owned it for a few years and then it didn't work, and then
is hard to believe.
They rebranded it as Ambassador Chicago, which is a fantastic place.
Bravo Ambassador, looking forward to coming back. I know we were just touching on Jamie Lee Curtis just a little bit ago. Does Halloween come out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow. So 40th anniversary.
Right.
Wow. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it really is.
Now, after all these movies they've made, is this a remake of the first one, or this isn't like Hollywood 6 or anything like that? What is this one?
It is confusing because this one, Michael Myers is in prison still. Now, he's in prison, and he breaks out of prison again.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
did you read that from the review?
I saw the previews, and he's there in prison.
Because you know I never read reviews.
I know.
Never. I don't know why. I just never do.
But it looks good, and I like all the Halloween movies.
Yeah. What did you think of the remake? The ones that they did with Rob Zombie.
Yeah, he
did
that one was with Malcolm McDowell. Yeah.
Very violent.
Yeah.
I thought they were great though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different. You know, in 1978 there was a different level of violence.
Right.
It wasn't like how it is now.
Yeah.
And which was a great one.
Nowadays you see more violence in The Walking Dead than you did in movies back then.
Yeah. But the first one was good, then the second was equally as good, the original ones. And then the Season of the Witch was the third one.
Which had nothing to do with one and two.
Then they went back to four. Is that the one that had the guy with the cape or whatever, or was that five?
Oh, yeah, four and five.
Yeah, we're kind of confusing, right?
Yeah.
You just can't kill this guy,
right?
I mean, He's kind of like Jason. Have they had a Halloween meets Jason? Or
No, they had Friday the 13th. No, they had Nightmare on Elm Street meet Freddy, or one of those.
Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy meet Jason, and then they did the Predator meet the Alien, right?
Yes.
Is this crazy?
I believe so.
Wow. Okay.
Well, again, cross-branding.
Yeah.
Which is always good for
and the new
involved.
Predator just bombed.
Yeah, right. Now, you figure that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't always remake something and have it any decent.
Now, Halloween's celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
You know what's celebrating the 20th anniversary? The Big Lebowski.
Oh, 20th, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were on the Today Show this morning. At
when you say they were on it, were you talking about Jeff Bridges?
It was a reuniting of the cast. And when I say the cast, I mean not much of a cast.
Yeah.
It was... John Goodman,
right.
Who looks terrible
in
the Connors.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Terrible. Right. We'll touch on the Connors in a bit, but not only is that terrible, but he just looked like he was sick. I hate
to say. Well, he lost a lot of weight.
Too much weight.
Yeah.
Unless it's for a role that you're getting paid for.
Right. Might be.
Of course, Jeff Bridges, and then who's the guy?
The weird-looking guy that was in the Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire. What's his name? Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi, yeah.
So three of them are at one of my favorite places, the Smokehouse in Burbank.
That's what they were doing?
And I didn't know it. So at first, they're in a... one of the red leather, like Chasins, the booths with the celebrity photos in the background. And I'm thinking that was in New York because it's just how many places here in L.A. have that old look still?
The red booth?
Right.
Yeah. You know what? I think they might have that at Musso and Frank's, right?
Oh, Musso and Frank's, right. Okay. 1919,
right.
So 99
got that,
years old.
Right. They got that at the Derby in Arcadia.
In Arcadia.
But not a lot of people know about the Derby.
But right when they showed them during the interview, I for whatever reason, I figured it was New York because that doesn't exist out here. But at the Smokehouse. So the Smokehouse across the street from Warner Brothers. And I don't know if the Big Lebowski was a Warner Brothers film. But anyway, 20th anniversary. Great. I mean, it was a huge bomb when the movie came out.
Yeah.
Huge bomb. It took about 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, well, I don't think we saw it in the theater when it came out.
No. I own the movie, but
The DVD?
Yeah, the DVD.
Okay, bring it by the next time.
Not autographed like many of yours.
Yeah.
But great. You know, and Sam Elliott was in it.
Sam Elliott was in the Big Lebowski?
Yeah. Huh. He was drinking the sarsaparilla at the bar in the bowling
alley. Oh, that's right. He was the guy with the big cowboy hat.
Yeah. So he was in it. John Turturro was in it.
That's right.
Philip C. Hoffman was in it. Is it Philip C. Hoffman? Seymour Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Hoffman, the guy that passed away.
Yeah.
And also Julian, what's the one? She's got a couple Oscars, I think.
Julian?
No, what's her name? Can't think of it. She was in Boogie Nights. Very popular.
Okay.
Gosh, what the hell's her name?
It's a woman?
Yeah, she's a woman. I think she got a couple Oscars. Now it's going to be, I guess I could Google it and get
all
to
right.
it, but... But anyway, so 20 years for...
All right, well, good for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got an event coming up in 3 weeks. We're going to Boca Raton, Florida, for the Chris Everett Raymond James Celebrity Tennis Tournament.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, now this thing is a great event, and it's a great event for a couple of reasons. One, it's for a great cause. They raise a lot of money for this charity, which is chriseverett.org, and it helps out unmarried mothers, battered women, women who need assistance.
Mm-hmm. I think they've raised like $25 million in 25 years.
This is the 26th year for this thing. And again, great event. What makes it great is because, first off, it's for a great cause. Secondly, when you have an event, a charity event, a gala, a weekend gala, and you have celebrities attached to it, it always makes it that much more worthy to go to, to watch, to participate in. And this event has great celebrities attached every year, and this year it's got some great ones too. John McEnroe is going to be there, I think, for the first time this year.
He's going to be cool to meet.
Yeah, John McEnroe is going to be a cool guy to meet. Seal is going to be there.
Yeah.
John Lovitz, who's been there for years.
I guess
last year he didn't go. But
And he's a pretty good tennis player.
Pretty good tennis player.
Which you wouldn't figure.
Right.
Yeah.
Lisa Leslie, the former Sparks
And USC and Olympic gold medalist.
Basketball player.
Yeah.
Chris Noth, Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Tate Donovan.
Tate Donovan, who, I mean, Who's Tate Donovan?
Everybody knows who Tate Donovan is. You may not know, but Tate Donovan's a great guy.
I know, but he's from Orange County, right? Or the OC.
Right.
From like 20 years ago.
I'm at a loss of the other names now. There's a bunch of them.
I know, we're terrible. American Idol winner.
David Cook.
David Cook.
Right, okay.
Did you say Carson Kressley?
No, Carson Kressley, yeah. Another huge guy.
Yeah. And Timothy Oliphant is always there, but he's not there this year. Right. Maybe he's filming the Santa Clarita Diet.
Right. But anyhow, great talent list. Now, it starts off by Friday night when they're having the cocktail party out by the pool at the Boca Raton Resort and Club.
Yeah.
And great cocktail party.
Yeah.
That's Friday night.
Yeah.
Or wait a minute. Actually, it starts Friday morning because they got the meet and greet with the
breakfast with Chrissy.
With Chrissy. Which is where they introduce everybody to the press.
Yeah.
Out there at the tennis courts. Okay, so you get breakfast, you get to meet Chrissy, you get to play tennis, you pay, you get, you know, it's a fundraiser.
You got to pay to play
with her. So then Friday night, it's the cocktail party out by the pool. Saturday is when you move to Delray Beach where the tennis matches begin. So you've got the celebrities are playing the celebrities in a tennis match. And it's a great three-hour thing, tennis all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The highlight of the—
And it's a great venue, too.
It is, yeah. the Delray Beach Tennis Center over there. And then it's Saturday evening is the gala.
Is it gala or gala?
Good question. I'll call it gala because it sounds more fancy.
Gala.
Okay, so big thing. Red carpet, gala. Media wall, big dinner.
Yeah.
Big dinner. All the celebrities are there.
Yeah.
Last year, Jimmy Buffett was the performer.
Yeah. And this year it is...
Drinking food. Last year we had surf and turf for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you've got all the celebrities are interacting
with
everybody.
Not shrimp and lobster. You know, a lot of places will they say, you know, surf and turf.
Well, surf and turf is lobster and steak.
I know, but sometimes you'll see that and they give you shrimp.
Okay, well, I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Surf and turf to me is...
Oh, that's to me, too. But I'm just saying sometimes they give you the shrimp because it's cheaper. But you say surf and turf, it's steak and lobster. And that was a great steak and lobster dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, you get a great performance.
Did you mention the silent auction?
Oh, silent auction is going on, too.
And so all the cocktails
all
and appetizers
great stuff going on. There. Right. You could
Harris
on.
Brothers like it when the food is constantly being passed around.
Food constantly passed around.
This one seeks them out to get the food.
Yes. Okay, so the food's going on. You got the silent auction. You got the gala. You got the performers playing. It's a great evening. I'm not exactly sure what the cost of it is, but go to chriseverett.org to buy tickets, to look into it. If you want to volunteer, I'm sure they're still looking for volunteers.
Because it doesn't end Saturday night. It continues on Sunday
with more tennis at the Delray Beach Tennis Center. So
and they also have a VIP tent for
VIP
those who
tent.
Want to pay even more.
Right, you pay
we
more.
We like the VIP tent.
Right, you pay more, but you get to go in. You get the booze. You get the food. It's a wonderful afternoon. Weather's usually nice. Sometimes it's cloudy. Boca Raton weather in November.
But it's warm. It's humid.
It's hot and humid. But
I mean, if it's going to be cloudy, let it be cloudy and warm.
If you want to get a suntan, you might not be able to get a suntan that weekend, but it's because it's cloudy and what have you. But great weekend. Tickets are still available. ChrisEverett.org. We'll be there in 3 weeks. Looking forward to it. It's one of our favorite events that we do for the year, and it benefits a great cause.
Yeah.
You know.
Fantastic. Starting off the day, we should have started off with Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Not only is L.A. super, super hot with the Dodgers, who are just now one game away from going back to the World Series, we have the Lakers season starting, the new LeBron-infused Lakers starting today on the road. We have the L.A. Rams, which is the only undefeated team in the NFL. So L.A., which has always been a hotbed for sports, this is probably the hottest they've ever been. I know the Lakers had 5 bad seasons, but they're expected to gain at least 15 games this year with LeBron. But tonight, LeBron on the road in Portland.
And
they're
the underdog by 3 points.
And they should be. Portland has been a good team the last couple of years. I mean, up at the Rose Garden, they beat us every year. I don't see how in the world the Lakers could be favored on the road just because they got LeBron. But anyhow, the playoffs, and we were fortunate enough to be at the game yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And what were your thoughts on the game?
Oh, great.
Let's start by saying $40 for parking is crazy.
It's crazy.
$40 for parking?
And I'll go and blame that on Frank McCrook.
Oh, boy.
The former owner of the Dodgers. He sold the Dodgers for a fortune. He leveraged to get that team. He bought that team with almost no money of his own pocket. He did nothing for the team when he owned it. So anyhow, he sold the team for $2 billion a couple years ago, but he kept ownership of the parking lot. He owns the parking lot.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So, you know, here, you know, your regular parking is $20, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago, we're at a game, you're paying $20.
Yeah, $40 for parking is outrageous. It just goes to show you the greed of this Frank McCrook.
Yeah. However, the domestic beers, which 3 weeks ago were $12.50, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's fair when it comes to sports. But then they had craft beer for $18. But anyhow, yeah, the draft beer that was 3 weeks ago for $12.50, yesterday it was $13.75.
Well, capitalism at its best.
I get it.
I mean, everybody wants to make money in this country.
And you know,
Nick,
you
always say, if you can get it, get it.
And that's what I always do say. And you see these guys walking off with these cans. Yeah. They're walking with four of them. I know you can buy only two at a time to get back in line. They're walking with four, and I'm thinking, that's $60 worth of booze at a Dodger game. And the typical Dodger fan, you know as well as I do,
right,
they don't come with
big pocketbooks.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like almost a vacation.
Yes.
When they go to a Dodger game, it's like a vacation.
Right. These people can't travel to Hawaii or the south of France, but they can go to a Dodger game.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go to a Dodger game,
They didn't raise the price of the Dodger dog. $6.50 for the Dodger dog, $7.50 for the
Jumbo dog.
Jumbo dog. And $10.50 for
which, by the way, yesterday's Jumbo dog
was the best.
Incredible. It's just incredible.
And we were there 3 weeks ago.
It was about a month ago.
About a month ago when they played the Mets.
It was an awful dog.
Yeah. Well, we got it grilled.
It was left over from the day before.
And it was burnt.
Yeah, it was overcooked. It was old. It was terrible.
And the two of us were notorious for asking to speak to the manager or complain. I'm getting an oil change yesterday at Walmart, and I asked to speak to the manager.
Boy, you are out of control.
But, I mean, I was the first car there at 7 o'clock. They tell me it's a two-hour wait. I says, how could this be? Anyhow, we'll go back to that.
Anyhow, we said how the game was. The game was, the first half of the game was slow and boring.
Yeah.
You know. Then, I guess about the fourth inning, it started picking up.
Fifth inning, I think.
Oh, fifth inning. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a snooze fest.
Okay.
And we're directly in the sun.
Yeah. Which I have no problem with, but...
Yeah. But it was hot.
It was,
we were directly in the sun. I wish...
Chelsea, the game
who
picked
got
up,
us the tickets.
The crowd, thanks. A big thanks to my niece, Chelsea.
And my daughter,
For the tickets because it was
She
it
took
was
us out
birthday,
for a week
birthday.
Early, yeah.
So,
she wanted to take us to the World Series but wasn't sure if we were going to make it. Plus, I think the tickets started at $7.50.
Okay, yeah.
Big difference. But anyhow, Chelsea, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chelsea. It was a great time. Appreciate that. Hope you're listening, by the way. But she probably isn't because she's at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
She took the day off yesterday to take us to the game and to pay for the $40 parking.
Yeah.
I can't believe I let her pay for the parking.
Very generous.
I mean, I was going to dip in and say, but I figured it was our birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Chelsea.
Very generous. But it was a great game. It's always good to go to a Dodger game, and I like the evening games.
But would it have been a great game if they would have lost? See, that changes the complexion of the game, right? It could have been a fantastic game, but if we would have lost 6-5, does that make it a miserable game?
You leave depressed, and when you're depressed, it takes away from the experience, the fan experience.
Yeah,
fan experience is great when you're winning. When you're losing, it's not a good fan experience. Really
so,
isn't.
So was it a great game?
Yeah, because we won.
Yeah.
And then the last half of the game was fantastic.
Yeah.
And the Dodger dog was the best ever.
And the beers, even though they raised the prices, still very good.
Yeah.
And another great thing about the Dodger game, and we're not endorsing the Dodgers in any way, but the fact that you could bring whatever you want in.
Yeah, that's always been a good thing.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Everything
Coach,
but alcohol.
You can bring anything but alcohol.
Anything but alcohol.
Right.
Because they make a killing.
Which is great that they allow that.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, they're charging $12 for a beer, but if they let people bring, like a Hollywood Bowl, or, you know, they could bring whatever you want.
Well, and the peanuts they charge are $6, I think. Okay. You can get the same bag from Hampton Farms at the Dollar Tree for $1.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm talking about the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to want to pay $5 to get, or $6 to get peanuts at the stadium when you can get them at the Dollar Tree. And they allow you to bring them in.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Same with the Cokes. If you want to get a Coke, it's $6, or you could bring in a six pack of Coke for $6.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be the bottle. You can't bring in the can, though. But it's and when I say bottle, I mean the plastic
bottle. I guess they don't want you throwing a can at somebody.
The plastic bottle,
hitting them upside the head.
Bottle. So, anyhow, the Dodger game was fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of beautiful women there last night, too, or yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of them wearing like tight T-shirts.
Tight T-shirts,
With the, I mean, in the sun.
It was a good day.
That one Red Sox fan?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was a good day.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But, congratulations to all the L.A. teams with all these seasons starting.
This first season of Los Angeles Football Club. We made it to the
Is that the one with the
The old sports arena downtown.
Oh, yeah. And the Galaxy has that Swedish guy, right? The Abrinovich or whatever. He's in the Galaxy, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so the L.A. Football Club, are they in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Which are going on now?
I don't know when it starts. It starts now or next week. I don't know, something like that.
What's the name of that stadium?
It's the Bank of California Stadium.
Okay. That used to be the
Bank
old sports arena.
BANC. Yeah, it was the old sports center.
So they knocked that down completely.
Yeah, and built this thing fast.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out.
Yeah, built it fast. Tickets are expensive.
Tickets are expensive.
Tickets are expensive.
Oh, that's right. Our contact
Rick
there.
Rick Ortiz.
Orozco.
Orozco.
Yeah.
One of our former judges. We judged Miss California USA about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 8 years ago. Which is how we got in Storage Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So he was a fellow judge. producer, man about town.
I still don't know what
Sly
he did.
Sly One.
Yeah, Sly One.
I guess you
could hear that, Rick?
Sly One.
Slick. Slick
yeah,
Rick.
Slick Rick, yeah.
Slick Rick.
Anyhow, so he ended up at the being the marketing guy over here at the new Los Angeles Football Club. He was in boxing. He was the promoter for the L.A. Boxing Club or something a while ago.
Oh, that's
too.
Right. Yeah. When he had a boxing team, right?
Yeah, we did. Something yeah. like that. And they traveled the world. They went to Slovenia, Czechoslovakia, Eastern European countries. Anyhow, so he became the head guy over here at the marketing thing. So I reached out to him about a month ago. And he's married to Julie Benz, the actress, Julie Benz.
Yes, so, the actress,
you know,
Julie Benz.
So you try to keep
you
these...
say that, Mark, like if we're supposed to know who the heck Julie
right.
Benz is.
IMDb here, folks. IMDb.
Yeah.
Here.
But and, did you know who she was beforehand?
No.
Okay.
No. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I remember we were traveling to the Kentucky Derby 5 years ago,
yeah.
and we stopped off at Asheville, North Carolina, to go
to the
Biltmore Mansion, and we're having breakfast, and I'm looking at the USA Today,
yeah.
and on the USA Today Life section, it says in there, Julie Benz marries Richard Esco. And I'm thinking, first off, you know, nobody knows who she is,
yeah.
and it's making the USA
Today,
just a tiny little thing,
yeah.
a snippet thing.
Yeah.
But anyhow, back to the original story, so I reached out to Rick Orasco and said, you know, Rick, we're hosting our Emmy gifting suite in a couple weeks. Be a great opportunity to promote the Los Angeles Football Club.
Yeah.
Which it would be. Because yeah. a lot of people still don't know about the Los Angeles Football Club.
Yeah.
They knew the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you come on in. We'll give you a table set up. You can promote the football club. All I want in return is a couple of tickets to go see a couple of games.
So for one game.
For one game.
Yeah.
That's right. One game.
Yeah.
Right.
So make that clear. Just a yeah. couple of tickets. Just you and I.
Yeah.
Not the wives. Not friends,
two
not
tickets.
Sponsors.
Yeah.
Two tickets.
Yeah.
Cheap tickets are fine too.
Yeah.
Two
and,
tickets. What
he
say?
Said it's not going to work. It's not the right platform for us.
Yeah. And then you said, could you still get us two tickets?
Yeah.
And he said, they're
sold
pricey.
Out. Sold
oh,
out.
Yeah.
Sold out.
But you
but ladies
as well
and gentlemen,
as I do.
It's never sold
yeah.
out because there's always room
yeah.
for standing,
yeah.
fold up chair.
In a VIP room, there's always room for two more people, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. what I was trying to say. That's what I was trying to say. There's always room for two more people.
So thanks a lot, Rich Orasco. Thanks
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
we haven't followed up with him since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And we won't. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
Had a great dinner this weekend at Texas Day Brazil out
oh,
there in
yeah.
Irvine.
Yeah.
Right? Now, a lot of people know the these Brazilian steakhouses.
I think there's probably
there's a couple of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But Texas Day Brazil, before we got associated with them a few months ago, I wasn't familiar with the brand.
Yeah.
We went to that one when we were judging Miss California in Pasadena.
That was the...
I forget
their,
what the brand, that
the,
brand was.
That was their competitor.
Okay, the other one.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with how these Texas... these Brazilian steakhouses work, you go there and...
It's all about meat.
Meat. They call them gauchos for the Texas Day Brazil, which are waiters, more or less, and they keep coming
They're
out with
They're the
these,
Brazilian or Argentinian cowboys, I think.
Right, but the yeah. people in the at the Texas Day Brazil, they call them gauchos.
Gauchos, okay.
The ones that are bringing out the meats.
Gotcha.
And it's an onslaught of meat. Constantly, they bring out.
Well, they give you that little circular, little card, red and green. Red is on one side, green is on the other side. When you want meat, you flip it over for green. When you don't want to eat, you keep it on red. That didn't matter that night because they continually brought out the meat.
Leg of lamb, chicken, breast with bacon and parmesan,
filet mignon,
lamb chops, beef ribs. Sausages, which was one of my favorite.
That was the best. That was they had a what's that skirt steak or
flank steak?
Flank steak, that was very good. The filet mignon.
Yeah, I just
yeah.
named 10 of them over
yeah.
here. Yeah, and the great thing about this was they were celebrating the 20th anniversary in what they call the Coast to Coast Toast.
Toast to the Coast.
Well, Coast to Coast Toast
oh.
is the name of this thing, and at 9 p.m. they did the toast to celebrate 20 years. And the great thing about this is a lot of people, when you have a toast like this or a celebration...
Well, before you even go into the toast, let's go expand more on the food. What all you get? It's more than just the meat. They have the huge salad bar. I mean, a huge salad bar. And lobster bisque. I guess that's their standard thing for whatever reason. That's their signature soup or whatever, which is the best lobster bisque I've ever had. Could you concur?
Well, I mean, it was very good.
Well, have you had
you
better?
Said it was the best. You told the waiter it's the best you've ever had.
Yeah,
and your
it
words
is.
Were, "I've traveled the world."
No, I didn't say traveled.
Yes, you did.
No, hold on. No. I said I've had it all over the world.
Okay,
I didn't say I traveled the world.
So you've
said,
had the bisque all over the world, and you didn't say you've traveled all
right.
over the world.
I said
okay.
I've had the bisque all over the world, yeah. and this is the best. The only time I ever came close to that was when Giorgio Armani used to have that restaurant in Beverly Hills. It's no longer there anymore. fantastic lobster bisque. Now, these are two places you wouldn't figure you'd get great lobster bisque. Wouldn't you figure it's going to be a seafood place?
Yeah.
Anyhow, fantastic salad bar.
Yeah.
Excellent lobster bisque.
And then
bisque.
Along with the lobster bisque and the salad bar, they've also got the baked beans.
Yeah.
They've got the mushrooms with the wine sauce.
Yep.
All gratin potatoes. And
some kind of fish
slaw
thing.
Fish didn't quite understand what that was.
Sounded nasty. Yeah. And then
it didn't sound nasty at all. It just
fish slaw.
It didn't sound nasty at all. It just sounded different.
You're right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But and then a cocktail came with it.
Yeah, I forgot what the name of it was.
It tasted like if you were in the islands or
It was like
Caribbean
a holiday. It was like a travel holiday. No, not holiday.
If you're on the beach in Waikiki or you're on a cruise ship, that's what it tastes like. You were on vacation.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
And then there was dessert.
Right.
You have your choice
dessert was included.
Coconut
so you get
cream pie.
The salad bar, all the steaks, the dessert, and the cocktail.
Yeah.
And the desserts. Wide
coconut
variety.
Cream pie,
right?
Key lime pie,
which is my favorite.
Pecan pie, carrot cake.
Carrot had the carrot cake.
What was the dessert that Stacy had?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee, right?
It just sounds we can't remember nothing.
Yeah, I know it's tough.
You get to 50 and you lose it all.
Yeah, yeah. So creme brulee, and so anyway, all fantastic. And then came 9 o'clock. But by the way, though, when we got there for a reservation at 8, the place was buzzing. It was packed.
Saturday night.
But 9 o'clock, people were still coming in.
Yeah.
Now, I understand eating a dinner like at 9 o'clock, that's okay. But the difference is when you're in one of these steakhouses, the food is nonstop.
Yeah.
It's ongoing. So I can't imagine coming to dinner at 9 o'clock for this onslaught of meat and beef hours.
Now, if they're coming in at 9 o'clock, 9:15 for this fantastic meal, what are they doing at 5 o'clock?
Sleeping. They're resting. These are Europeans. They like to rest and they go out later they like to go out and enjoy a bigger
dinner. We're not talking
about
if you're in Spain. We're talking about here. So the people that are coming in at 9:15, and I'm seeing one coming in, I'm thinking, come 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock when most people have dinner. People have dinner at 7 o'clock, 7:30. But if they're eating now at 9:30,
right.
When do they have lunch?
Yeah.
When do they have breakfast?
These are people, I think.
Are you snacking at 5?
These are night owls who like to stay out late.
They didn't look like night owls. There's some families that were coming in.
Well, I'm just trying to rationalize the whole thing.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So 9 o'clock comes the coast-to-coast toast, which is fantastic because you think, okay, we're going to have a glass of champagne. They're going to bring out Korbel or, whatever these inexpensive ones or fairly inexpensive ones. Even the Chandon, $15 or whatever. But here they come with our favorite champagne, Veuve Clicquot.
Did you pronounce it the right way?
Yes.
Pretty close.
Veuve Clicquot.
Okay.
Which is...
For what it costs, I think it's like $69 a bottle. It's like
they're passing it around to everybody, and it wasn't one glass of champagne.
It was
what we call the bottomless glass of champagne.
And the Harris table with our wives,
they all like the champagne, the bottomless champagne, no less.
And it was amazing. I know not everybody drinks, and kudos to the people that don't drink. If you can go without drinking, kudos to you. But I was watching, and just passing the bottle around. Many of the people just said no thanks.
Yeah. They didn't want the champagne.
Yeah.
Well, first off, some people just don't drink.
Yeah.
And if you do drink, doesn't mean that you like champagne.
Yeah.
Some people might find champagne like a beer. It's an acquired taste. You just don't like it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna drink it just because it's kind of like a fancy type of drink. Like caviar. I think caviar. People that eat caviar, mostly the wealthy people because they're the ones can afford it.
Yeah.
I think they eat it basically because they think it's an expensive, fancy thing. I'm going to have my caviar.
I agree with you. As ridiculous that might sound, though, I think...
Because for the most part, every time I've had caviar, never liked it.
That one scene in California Suite with Michael Caine.
Well, no, he loved it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He was just like scooping it up like it was...
Right. In California Suite, Michael Caine is eating the caviar like it's...
It's beluga. It's beluga?
Yeah. And he's just...
A pound, yeah.
Eating it like if it's... You can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
And for the most part... Caviar is just something that's just this.
Mark, we do have two in-studio guests. I just hope that they're not caviar lovers.
Yeah, well, if they are, then they'll disagree with us.
Yeah.
But that's okay. But I've never had a caviar that I've liked.
But what about when we were at that $40 million?
I'm getting there.
I'm jumping
okay.
in.
Okay, so we went to an open house. It was in San Clemente a couple months ago because I'm a realtor now. It is Mark Harris
Realtor.com?
Mark Harris Realtor at gmail.com. Anyhow, if you since
you
brought it up, if you're looking to buy or sell a property
too.
In Los Angeles, contact Mark Harris. I'll find you the best property.
And your website
there.
Is?
Real Estate by MarkHarris.com.
Okay, continue with the story.
Okay, so anyhow, so we were invited to do this open house there in San Sanctimani, which happened to be directly next to Casa de Pacific. And if you don't know what Casa de Pacific is, it's Richard Nixon's White House, West Coast White House, right. So we're right next door to the Richard Nixon mansion, and this open house we're doing. I mean, it wasn't a listing of ours, but we were invited to the open house.
Yeah, you said the open house that we're doing, we're attending.
Right, we're attending the open house.
As invited guests.
Right, so I don't want to make that out there because you can't say that as a realtor.
Yeah, easy, watch yourself.
Yeah. But anyhow, we're doing this open house at the $60 million San Clemente Mansion, and they had
A caviar bar. Yeah, not just caviar, but it was the caviar
all the
bar.
Fixings with the
now,
eggs
this makes caviar, all of a sudden, it makes it kind of good when you have the bar, which consists of
You have the eggs, yolk. You have the
sour cream.
What are those little things you put on the bagels?
Bagels and.
But anyhow, so
we can't even think of what that's called.
Right. But anyhow, they
sour
had this.
Sour cream, eggs.
Right. The. I don't know what it's called. But anyhow, this caviar at this location, the one and only time that I enjoyed it. So it must have been really, really
good.
What
about the breakers?
It was okay.
It was okay?
That was okay. But this one was unbelievable. And I could stand there and I could do the Michael Caine out of California Suite. I could just keep dishing it in and dishing it out.
And you were. You were indulging.
Because I knew this was an isolated incident.
And they were complimenting it very good champagne, too. It wasn't Vuv.
I don't know what it was, but you're right. It was good. So the overall experience was nice. But I couldn't get enough of that caviar. And I knew that this was an experience not to be followed by another experience like this. So,
But it tastes wonderful when you do have it with the accompaniments, but when you just, it's just so damn fishy. Just too damn fishy. But going back to the breakers, because we're back to the breakers in a couple of weeks, the best champagne brunch ever. It's I think $110 a person.
Something like that.
And the biggest sushi bar I've ever seen, like even at a restaurant at brunch, and then they had the biggest caviar bar.
Yeah.
So wow. I guess we'll be indulging with the caviar on that trip.
But I don't know. Like I said, it wasn't all that good.
It wasn't all that good.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was just okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was – you can't have the Iranian caviar, right? What is the caviar that you could have now?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Russian. You can have Russian
You
caviar.
Can have Russian?
Yeah. You just can't have the – you can have the Iranian caviar because of the ban.
Oh, you can't have the Iranian caviar. The Russian is
– Right. The Russian you can have, yeah.
Okay. It's just the Iranian.
Yeah.
Because I thought that they were saying that they – at the open house, it was raining, and you were giving the guy grief about it.
No.
Hmm. Okay. Well, but anyhow, changing topics, not topics, but compared that $60 million open house to the one you and I went to last week where they had bottles of water.
Oh, which is – but that was
– I know.
But that was just a nice one. That was still –
I'm just saying, though. I mean, they had bottles of water. They had croissant sandwiches.
But then I went there for the dinner open house, the twilight open house in the evening, which was fantastic. They had street tacos, and I mean, of course, you can't compare it to a.
So it was in the dining room.
They had it in the backyard.
In the backyard,
yeah.
And
twilight open house.
A band.
Yeah, they did. They had a quartet.
Huh.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But when you're selling a $2 million house, you got to pump money into it. You've got to pump into the brochures. You've got to pump into food, entertainment, because you want the neighbors to come in, the neighbors to spread the word.
You don't want the neighbors to come in, though,
do you?
They're like looky-loos, though.
No, but these particular neighbors, you want them to come and spread the word then.
Hmm.
You entertain them for an hour or two. Let them enjoy the experience and let them leave thinking, you know what, this is great. Maybe Fred is looking for this place, or I know Barney wants to come and buy a place like this.
Any alcohol?
Because
you want to have alcohol,
right,
don't you?
And I thought they were going
like
to
on those
have
million-dollar right. listings shows.
I thought they were going to have alcohol, but they didn't.
Because that's
going to
make somebody even more happier.
Yeah,
they're
going to
leave all of a sudden the
nice
alcohol.
And loose.
Yeah, nice and loose.
Nice and loose.
All of a sudden, the house, which looks pretty good after a couple cocktails, the house is looking real good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it was a great house. I mean, the thing about this house is called the Idlewild, and it was built in 1887.
Yeah.
And it's one of these old Victorian things, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the claim to fame on this house is the fact that when Teddy Roosevelt was campaigning for president in 1900 on the McKinley ticket, he came out and did a campaign speech on the balcony.
And when we pulled up to the house, they had a placard on the property that stated that.
Yeah,
the first thing you said to the realtor is, what's the deal about this? Because I heard that wasn't true.
No, I didn't hear it wasn't true. I've researched it and can't confirm that. So this is one of these things that I think is one of these old tales that builds over years and years and years. I researched this. Now, Teddy Roosevelt did not come to the West Coast until he was president. Now, he didn't become president until 1901. So he did not.
So now this show is becoming a little bit of a history show, too.
What show?
This show.
Oh, this show?
We're talking about history.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
But anyhow, he didn't come out to the West Coast till he was president in 1901. This speech supposedly was taking place in 1900 when he was on the McKinley ticket running for president, when, in fact, I think somebody starred that story. And then it got,
but they got that placard out there, and it's not just.
I could put a plaque in the front of my house saying.
But it's a nice
Hobo
one.
Hobo Kelly was out here doing the speech in the '50s.
Hobo Kelly.
Nobody's going to validate this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think something like this. I wish it was true, and I hope it's true. But I think I'm even going to contact the Teddy Roosevelt Library out there in. Where is it?
I'm
at?
Very surprised you haven't done that.
Well, this has just been building in the last couple weeks.
Where's the Teddy Roosevelt Library?
It's in New York, and it's in upstate New York, and I forget the city. It's in it's a cool name of the city, but anyhow.
Or his house was called Sagamore or something like that, wasn't
Sagamore
it?
Hill.
Sagamore Hill.
Right.
Yeah.
So I need to find out if, in fact, this is true, because it's fine.
So if they tell you that he never was out here then, so are you going to contact?
No, I won't say anything to anybody.
Just
it's an interesting
piece of mind.
Story. It's an interesting story, and I even thought this would make an interesting book or a movie about this whole thing that the city is trying to build it up that it, you know, he was here. When
can
in fact,
you do
he
a
wasn't
book or a
here.
Movie about a whole, just a little, a placard?
Sure you can.
And
movies
a story?
Have been done
but there's
a
no
lot
story. Less. It's just somebody came up with an idea.
Yeah, but said, how, how the story blew
developed?
Into what it is today. And, you know, hey, Teddy Roosevelt is on Mount Rushmore, for gosh sakes, and listed as one of the best, one of the favorite and greatest U.S. presidents. And now we're talking that he came and did a campaign speech when, in fact, he didn't.
Yeah, interesting.
I think it's a great story.
Yeah, for 60 minutes, maybe a 10-minute segment.
I think I'll pitch it.
The Sunday morning show?
Yeah.
Going back, changing tunes again, to John Goodman, who we were talking about earlier from The Big Lebowski. Did you see the Conners?
I TiVo'd it.
So you didn't see any of it?
No. I seen clips.
Yeah. I thought it was terrible. And he looks really bad.
I never was a fan of the Roseanne show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the reboot. I didn't agree or disagree with what happened to it this summer.
Yeah.
But what I do disagree with is how they came back with the show. And she's dead.
Yeah.
I guess I'm sure
overdose.
Anybody that's listening has already seen it or heard it, know about it. Overdose by opium or whatever. What do they call those things?
Opioids.
Yeah, that's it. Let her die in her sleep. Let her have a heart attack. Let her go in a car crash or something like that.
Yeah.
Coming back with the overdosing by the opioids.
Opioids.
I thought that's just too controversial.
Well, she's always been very controversial. The show is very controversial.
Exactly. Let's take it back a little bit now and not make the new show controversial now. Just leave it be.
So, I just thought the writing was terrible.
I didn't see it, so I don't know about that.
I got 10 minutes into it, and I just said, that's it. Hmm. And I was watching it because it preluded the Kids Are All Right. Did you see that?
I watched part of it last night.
What do you think?
Well, you know, it's eight is enough with just all guys. It's all guys. It's all boys. It's a
and
family
I thought
with eight
it,
boys.
Seemed, it reminded me of The Wonder Years, because The Wonder Years takes place in the 80s.
And what it reminded
the guy
us
was
last night was The Goldbergs.
And that's what I meant, The Goldbergs, because the kid is narrating in The Goldbergs.
Right.
The kid is
it's
narrating.
It's The Goldbergs in the 70s.
Yeah.
But it's The Goldbergs in the 70s with Eight is Enough.
Yeah.
So you've got Eight is Enough and The Goldbergs combined to make this. I thought the mother was too angry for the 20 minutes of the show.
Yep.
She was anger, mean, or whatever. So I didn't know what direction the show was going, if it's a comedy, if it's a dramedy, if it's a drama. I couldn't quite understand.
I like the product placement for the Hi-C can. Did you see the cereal box that was on the table?
Yeah, I couldn't make out what cereal was.
That seemed like, because that didn't look familiar to me at all. I'm thinking they just fabricated that. Mm. But why would they do that if they had the Hi-C on the table?
Yeah, and do they still make Hi-C?
I think they do for juice box for kids.
Okay.
Because it seems like they could make a fortune off the juice box for kids.
Yeah.
But
another new show that I will not be watching this season.
Oh, you will not be watching?
No.
What's another one?
I'm not going to watch Magnum PI anymore.
Ah.
It's the same old, same old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's see, what is the other new ones that came on? Geez, there have been a couple new ones that came on, too.
What about that one where the plane is going?
Oh, that's right.
The Manifest.
I watched two episodes. I won't be watching that anymore.
Why is that? Because I told you why I stopped watching after the first 30
minutes.
It's
like Lost.
Yeah. I watched the first 30 minutes, and I thought, this seems kind of cool until the dude started hearing things in his head. And then I said, forget it.
Yeah, it went out of the reach of.
What about the big screen movies lately? What have you seen?
Oh, yeah. Star is Born.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was good. Star is Born was very good. Remaking a movie the fourth time, it's overkill, I think. But it's Lady Gaga.
Well, they did King Kong three times.
Right, that's three times.
Yeah.
You can cut it at three times. But
yeah.
Once you go to four,
yeah.
Beaujest was also made, I think, four times.
And that was from the 20s to the 70s.
Right.
So five times.
So they're due for another remake of Beaujest. But if anybody remembers what Beaujest is, so probably not. But
and the last time they made it, they called it the last remake of
Beaujest.
1977, yeah.
Right, and it was. I think that was a Mel Brooks movie, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Something like that?
Yeah.
But four times is overkill. But
yeah.
Lady Gaga was good. I liked... the Dice Man, Andrew Dice Clay, was good.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott was good.
Yeah.
I see a lot of Oscars coming down the road here. Lady Gaga's probably going to win.
Yeah.
She'll at least be nominated, but she may win.
Yeah.
Depends if they give her supporting or actress.
Dave Chappelle was in there too, wasn't he?
He was in there.
That was kind of an interesting role for him.
So it was good. It was a good movie. I liked that. And what else did I see something recently? I don't remember. Something else about a month ago. I watched something else that was pretty decent. But
yeah.
Some good stuff this weekend. Halloween opens tomorrow. And then what else opened last week?
Venom.
That Man on the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Man on the Moon.
Underwhelming financially,
though.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah. Only made, I think, $16 million. They were expecting a lot more.
Yeah, you should have waited until next year.
That's a tough one. I mean, nowadays, I mean, they landed on the moon 49 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, do people care now?
I think they do.
Yeah. I know you and I do.
Right.
But, I mean...
I think they do, but I think I would have waited till next year.
Yeah.
50th anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, but they wanted it out this year, so they put it out this year.
Venom did fantastic, but it got a terrible review.
When you say it did fantastic.
70 million or 80 million.
It's not fantastic when you call these Marvel comic book shows. Movies.
Is that a Marvel? Was that a Marvel one?
I think so.
Oh.
But anyhow, these superhero movies, they do 120, 130, 150.
Is Venom a superhero movie?
Yeah, it's in the same genre as these other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you said 79... 79 is a good opening for A Star Is Born, but it's not a good opening for a superhero comic book.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's Marvel or DC.
Sure it is. It's one of those, yeah.
One of those?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Huh.
And Blake, if you're listening out there, send me a text and let me know if Venom is Marvel or DC or none. Your uncle doesn't think it's either one of those, but I think it was one of them.
He's our stat checker.
Our stat checker.
Is he at school today?
Probably
Blake, even
not.
If you're at school, check it out for us right now because I'm sure you have plenty of time to check those stats. Anyhow, I know our show is coming to a close, Mark. Storage Wars is returning on November 7th.
November 7th?
Well, how does that make you feel?
Makes me...
Should we be getting a call soon?
Probably.
So November 7th is 2 weeks from... 2 weeks away.
November 7th?
Yeah. Or 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away.
You're right.
So...
But anyhow, it makes me upset that we're not on the season because we'd be great to be back in the season.
I agree.
But who knows? I want to wish them the best of the new season. It's...
11th or 12th or 13th season, I think.
13th season.
And we were on 3 and 4.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it was... Well, how long ago? Anyhow, so wow, the 13th season.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to wish him bad or good because we don't want to burn the bridges. We're waiting for that phone call to come in from Original saying, we'd love to have you back again. But anyhow, Tuesday...
I wonder if they're going to bring any new characters on. I mean, last year they had those two women from Vegas.
Right.
The thrifty... They were thrift store people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, right. They drive the Range Rover.
They drive a Range Rover?
Drive a Range Rover,
wow.
Yeah. I think so. One of them does, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they look like they're... Not only do they shop the thrift store,
but
they look like they work at the thrift shop.
We're right here. Why do you need to bring somebody in from Vegas to be on the show that's
and,
local?
And how about that one female that came from Texas, Storage Texas. They brought her on, you know. So... We're here.
Well,
you don't have to fly us
Give
in.
Us a call.
Yeah,
give us
we're
a call.
Open. We're open to any type of ideas. We'd like to even throw out a couple ideas.
Yeah, we'll make a guest appearance. We like the show. We liked our time on there. And we think that, what they call it, rebooting everything, right?
Yeah.
We'll reboot the Harris Brothers. We're ready for rebootion.
Yeah.
Rebooting.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
What else?
How could people reach us, Mark, if they wanted to give us a shout-out?
Well, you can go to our website, wildcreationsmedia.com.
We got a couple good events coming up in addition to the Chris Everett event.
Right.
We're also partnering with Miss Maryland USA and Miss New York USA.
Right, which are great beauty pageants.
And it's too late now, but the Santa Fe Film Festival is taking place this week and that we were participating and partnering with them as well. But it's Saturday, so it's too late to contact us.
Right. And there's the Golden Globe. The Golden Globes, January 4th. Wild Creations will be producing our annual Celebrity Gifting Suite. That's on Friday, January 4th. You can participate in that. Send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We're always looking for new friends on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations. You could also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, MySpace.
Is that still around?
Who knows?
I know we had an account. I mean, are we still? Have you been on it lately?
No.
I don't even know it's still out there. Anyhow, follow us on MySpace anyhow.
Yeah, if you're looking for real estate in this very, very hot L.A. market, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com, realestatebymarkharris.com. I like to consider myself realtor to the stars.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I mean, I'm sure somebody else is using it. Why can't you?
Absolutely. So if you're looking for real estate right now, which who isn't? Interest rates are going up. Take advantage of it before it hits 5%. But contact me at markharrisrealtor@gmail.com.
What about Snapchat?
No.
We're on Snapchat?
No.
I think that was too overwhelming for us with that. That 20 seconds or 5 seconds of whatever it is, or it's gone.
If you get the FYI network, which you know a lot of people do, a lot of people don't, check it, scroll down, see what's coming up the next couple of weeks. The Harris Brothers on Storage Wars on A&E. Like Matt said, we got the new season coming up in a couple of weeks, so go to A&E.com to see when Storage Wars is. If the Harris Brothers are going to be on it, it's a great show.
Yeah.
I guess that's about it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, in the meantime, if we don't see you again before our next travels, enjoy. Well,
3 weeks from today, we're in Florida.
3 weeks from today, we're in Florida.
So,
if you're down there, any listeners in Florida, we're coming down there in 3 weeks. If you want to see us, go to the chriseverett.org website. We're at all the events taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I believe we're also going to be at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, believe it or not. So
pitch it. We're going to be in Beverly Hills next Thursday, too, celebrating our birthday, going around, making the rounds. So if you see us walking on the street, by all means, please come up to us and say hello.
Yeah. So until next week, or until the next time, eat something good, drink something better, and
have
enjoy.
Fun. Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.